ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's Attorney General is a man who wears many hats and wields extensive power in government. Some even refer to him as the de facto Prime Minister. But there are now growing calls for Ayaz Sayed Kayyum to stand down from his ministerial roles while police investigate two bombings, which he's accused of being involved in 33 years ago. Ayaz Sayed Kayyum gave a statement to police this week, almost 5 months after the complaint against him was lodged. But as Attorney General loses popularity among some voters, questions have been raised about what this will mean for Fiji's government. Marion Farr reports.
In Fiji, they call him Minister A to Z.
He's well known to be the key power broker in that government.
Ayaz Sayed Kayyum is not only the Attorney General, he's also the Minister for Justice, Economy, Communication, Anti-Corruption and a number of other portfolios. Political expert Dr. John Frankel says it's hard to overstate Mr. Sayed Kayyum's power in Fiji.
He's the de facto Prime Minister. He's not got the Prime Ministerial title, but he has been the key person in Fiji politics. There's a separate Minister of Police, there's separate commands here, but Ayaz has been incredibly influential in handling law and justice issues and policing issues over the years since January 2006.
But now there are growing calls for Mr. Sayed Kayyum to stand down from office while police investigate allegations he was the perpetrator in two cold case bombings 33 years ago. The complainant is Veronica Milani, the daughter of former Education Minister Ratu Filimone Ralongaval, who claims she saw Mr. Sayed Kayyum throw a homemade bomb into the driveway of her family home in 1987 when she was 14 years old.
Bruce Mingus reading ABC National News. There has been a dramatic new development in the crisis in Fiji, where the military took power in a coup just 2 days ago. The country's deposed Prime Minister, Dr. Timothy Bavan.
It was the aftermath of Fiji's military coups that year, when Major General Sitiveni Rambuka took control of the government, declaring the move was to stop Fiji's Indian community from taking over politically. It's alleged Mr. Sayed Kayyum was part of an Indo-Fijian pro-democracy group.
The Fiji Times said the military action had torn the heart out of the nation.
In a statement given to police in July this year, Ms. Milani says she and her mother were both seriously injured in the blast. Mr. Sayed Kayyum is also accused of another bombing the day before, which targeted Ms. Milani's mother and killed a bystander at a bus station in Fiji's capital, Suva. Ms. Milani's brother, Benedito, now a police officer in Australia, has told detectives he saw the incident unfold when he was 13 years old. In a police statement, he describes a deafening roar as the bomb exploded, then seeing a male bystander with blood pouring out of his stomach. Veronica Milani has declined to speak for legal reasons, but her husband Manoa says the ordeal has caused considerable stress to the family.
It really has emotionally affected us, particularly when the memories has been replayed into our minds and into Veronica's mind and how it has affected my two sons.
This week, the Attorney General Ayaz Sayed Kayyum gave a statement to police regarding the allegations but has not responded to the ABC's detailed questions about the matter. Dr. Stephen Rotuva is a political sociologist at the University of Canterbury in New Zealand. He says there is merit in the calls for Mr. Sayed Kayyum to stand down.
In this kind of situation, it's probably the fairest thing to do for him to do that so that the investigation can go through as independently and as fairly as possible, particularly because the Attorney General is quite powerful within political and judicial system in Fiji. So it's important that he should move aside and make sure that the investigation continues.
Police have already sent a brief of evidence on the case to the Director of Public Prosecutions to decide whether charges should be laid. He sent it back asking for further investigations. Charges have not been laid and the allegations are yet to be tested in court. In his role as Attorney General, Ayaz Sayed Kayyum is consulted to help appoint Fiji's DPP. A spokeswoman for the DPP says he has full independence and doesn't report to the Attorney General on any matters or decisions. She declined to comment further while police are still investigating the case. The ABC is not suggesting there's been any interference, but people like Dr. Stephen Rutuva say there does need to be transparency.
There has to be impartiality in the process. There has to be transparency in the process. There has to be a sense of justice and devoid of potential interference. So I'm not saying that there would be interference, but perception of interference and perception of independence. And I think it's important that he needs to step down as well, as others have been saying, just to be fair on the process.
Despite the story being flashed on the front page of one of Fiji's leading newspapers several days this week, there's been silence from the Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama. One of Fiji's former PMs, Mahendra Chaudhry, says that's not good enough.
But I think there should also be a statement from the Prime Minister's office, because the senior minister of his government is under police investigation. Now, what is his position on this? Has he asked the minister to step aside, or is he going to do anything about it or not? But I think there is a need for him to issue a statement on the matter.
Political expert John Frankel is also watching for signs of tension between the Prime Minister and his so-called power broker, Iyaz Sayed Kayum.
Clearly, if he stood down from his role, that would be a sign of diminished or withdrawn support from Bainimarama, which we'll have to wait and see whether we've got to that stage at this point.
Dr. Frankel says the events could also expose friction between the Attorney General and Fiji's military leaders.
Military officers have been at the head of the police force most of this period. And that, of course, creates an interesting dynamic as regards the relationship with the Attorney General, because it's well known that the top brass in the military are not supportive of the Attorney General. And at times, that tension between the top brass in the military and the Attorney General has threatened to come out in public, but it hasn't. It's been kept behind closed doors. So we'll see what happens in that respect. That's certainly a tension point to watch.
And he says public support for Iyaz Sayed Kayum has declined in recent years.
They certainly have lost a considerable degree of popularity over the last few years. Even at the last election in 2018, you could see a significant slippage of their indigenous Fijian support. And the indigenous Fijians are now a majority in the country. So a lot of people in Fiji see the writing on the wall for the government at the next election scheduled in 2022. So this could be an interesting moment along that road.
The Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, has not responded to the ABC's questions. Now, almost 5 months since Veronica Milani lodged her complaint against Iyaz Sayed Kayum, her husband Manoa is calling for a swift resolution.
The image to the country is the message that event portrays is saying that Fiji is not really portraying a democratic country, and it's unacceptable.
Manoa Milani, ending that report by Marion Farm, which was produced with Michael Walsh.